All right, we'll move forward. We're now joined by the driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Kyle Larson. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll do our best to get a mic to you. We'll go ahead and start. Let's go to any questions for Kyle? Let's go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Just kind of curious what your early thoughts are about this place before you get on the track.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's I've raced here, but I don't remember really racing here. So, but regardless, I've been here as a fan one other time and remember a lot about that, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I look forward to it for that. You know, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. The crowd looked already, you know, great for that modified race, and you know, just walking, you know, they're on top of us. So, it's pretty neat, and yeah, I think we'll be able to feel their energy, which is always fun from the driver's seat. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most, and you know, hopefully our car is really good and we can qualify well and get through the heat race, you know, good, and you'll have good track position for tomorrow night.
All right, any other?
Hi, Kyle. Rich Jones from the Express. Denny was just in here talking about the 41st driver rule for Daytona. Fair to say he's not a huge fan of it. Just wondered what your perspective is on that, and if there's any drivers in the world of motorsport that you'd like to see give it a try at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously he's from the ownership side, so he's going to have a strong, you know, opinion one way or the other. Where I don't really have an opinion on that. But regardless, I mean, I'd love to see, you know, drivers come out and try our, you know, our series and our race cars. And, you know, I feel like since we've gotten the next-gen car out there, we've had multiple drivers each year from different, you know, backgrounds and countries and all that. And I think that's great for motorsports, not just NASCAR, but obviously it helps out NASCAR a lot. So, yeah, I mean, rarely I feel like are you ever going to run into that 41st entry, you know, deal, aside from maybe the 500. So, I don't know.
I'm up here to Jenna.
Jennifer, AP. Kyle, you've had a really nice start to the 2025 season. Are you undefeated?
No.
No?
I lost two micro races at the shootout, and I lost the race champions race at the Chili Bowl.
What happened?
I don't know. I think I'm 50%, though.
Okay, so you're 50%. So how do you feel headed in? You know, this is one thing. How do you feel headed into Daytona, one that you've not yet won but probably very much want to?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it doesn't really, to me, matter, you know, how the beginning of my year kind of goes. Because to me, like, Chili Bowl always feels like the end of the year, end of the season. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's obviously a race that I would really like to win someday, but I don't treat it. I try not to treat it any differently than any other race. You know, put the same amount of focus in as others, and I think as I've gained more experience, it doesn't feel any bigger than the other races. I think, you know, it kind of, like I said, you just treat it the same, and I think you go in with less, you know, not that I ever have nerves, but in anticipation of what might happen and stuff. So. Yeah, I feel like we've improved a lot on super speedways as well. I feel like we're contending, you know, throughout the most parts of the race, you know, ends of the stages, end of the race. It just hasn't quite worked out, but I think if you can keep putting yourself in contention, it'll work out someday, hopefully. So, yeah, we'll keep trying our best, and hopefully we can get that last crown jewel.
How many races do you have on your schedule so far?
Somewhere in the low 80s. Yeah, it's honestly, I mean, that's about normal. But, you know, every year I end up getting 85 to 90.
So it's down.
By a couple, maybe. But, yeah, no, it's still twice as many as anybody else. Yeah.
Let's go right here to Jeff in the back.
NASCAR decided not to change the playoffs for this year, but they said that they're heavily looking at possibly doing it next year. Do you care to give your input on that? Like, you know, will you be part of the panel or anything? What would you like to see happen?
I mean, currently I haven't really put much thought into, like, you know, if I could recreate the format, what I would make it. I think there's probably pros and cons to every format. You know, it's never going to, excuse me, quite please every single person, you know, that pays attention to our sport or is a part of the sport. So, I don't know. I think it could have some differences, though. But, yeah, we'll see. But I would definitely like to be a part of that panel. I don't know who is a part of that panel. I would assume the Driver Council, which I'm not a part of. But, yeah, I get into formats and stuff like that in the dirt side. So I think I would have fun trying to come up with something.
Come up. Back up here, Lee.
What has the response been from taking High Limit over to Australia? And, I mean, you see big picture motorsports, and I'm just kind of wondering, what was the effect? Have you, you know, now that you've had a couple of weeks off, have you had time to kind of look back on that and figure it out?
Yeah, I thought it went amazing. And I think the perception from fans across the world and competitors across the world, they also thought it was amazing. So, you know, you can't do it without a great facility too. And Perth Motorsplex is, I mean, you guys were there, is top three probably facilities. So, yeah, the crowd was awesome. You know, there was fans from multiple different countries there, lots of competitors, you know, it had a lot of buzz. And I feel like already, you know, there's teams and drivers and fans, you know, talking about going next year that weren't there this past year. So, that's great. I think it's great for Australian sprint car racing, probably more than anything, but also the High Limit brand as well, and sprint car racing as a whole. So, yeah, it was great.
Has it helped your entry list for Las Vegas to kick off for the next, you know, for the real High Limit season?
I don't know. I've got zero idea if it helped. I doubt that it would help, you know, because it's a different country and as far away from Vegas as you can get. But no, I mean, hopefully it just puts more eyes on, you know, the beginning of our season. I think that would be the most important piece. You know, more fans maybe tuning in from Australia, you know, on Flow Racing and stuff like that.
All right. Any last questions? Cool deal. Well, Kyle, thanks for coming in. Do we have one more? Let's hit up Jenna for the last one, and then we'll go to Jordan.
Are you clear with the new manufacturer crackdown rules? Are you clear on how the racing will be allowed at Daytona and Talladega?
No, I haven't. I hadn't really read anything about it, heard anything about it. So I'm sure we'll get caught up on all that, you know, as we get through this event. But right now, I don't know anything about
okay.
it.
Okay, thanks.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Two questions for you, quick. What would you like to see with the Clash going forward? Do you want to see it kind of continue to rotate among short tracks? You want to see it go international? What would you like to see?
I think all of that. I think that would be, you know, all of that would be cool. You know, I think, you know, going to LA was great. I think that was huge for our sport. It was fun for, you know, all of us involved. I think coming to Bowman Gray is amazing as well, you know, resurrecting kind of, I mean, you're not resurrecting this place, but you're still tapping into your roots a lot, you know, coming to this event here. So, yeah, I think, you know, spending a couple, 2-3 years at a place is great. But I do think, you know, the LA thing was great because, you know, they proved that they can take that model to different venues. So I would like to see us, you know, tap into that a lot. But, you know, also if there's other, you know, going to Rockingham or something, that'd be cool. You know, I think getting the Cup Series back there for whether it be a points-paying race or a Clash or something, I think that'd be neat too.
I want to ask you kind of about the state of the sport and your assessment of it. You know, tumultuous playoff, if you will, a lot of conversation about the format, et cetera. There's a lawsuit hanging over. So as we go into 2025, how do you assess kind of where NASCAR's at, you know, looking forward?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm not sure. I hadn't put much thought into any of that as far as, you know, where the sport's at. And I think there's a lot of good going on in the sport. as well as there's a lot of, you know, drama behind the scenes also. So, as I'm sure there is in every sport, you know, so I don't know. I think drama a lot of times okay. You know, it's got people talking about the sport. So, and if change comes from it, I think that's also good too. So, overall, I would say our sport's in a great spot. I think, you know, from what I've heard, TV ratings are continuing to climb. You know, fan attendance, I think, is doing well. Our schedule is exciting. The racing is as close as it's ever been, you know. So there's a lot of positives, probably more that outweigh the, if you want to call them negatives, going on in the sport.
All right, Kyle, we'll appreciate you coming in. Good luck tonight, tomorrow.